Yeah, actually, so we wanted to make it, you know, it's kind of art, you know, light RPG elements, but make you feel like you're really customizing your character. So the whole point of the Force Point system was to allow you to customize your play style if you wanted to. So you'll be able to earn, it's basically experience points, you'll be able to earn those and be able to spend them on upgrading your Force powers, unlocking new ranks of Force power, so you can change your or upgrade your Force Lightning from just hitting a single target to being able to charge it and chain. We have combos that you unlock throughout, and we have, you know, well over 24 combos that you can unlock throughout the course of the game that combine not just lightsaber attacks, but lightsaber and Force power attacks, and Force power and Force power attacks. And then we have what we call talents, which are things like added health or added damage or added Force energy, those types of things. So kind of, you know, passive things that make you more efficient or more powerful as you go along. And then we've got lightsaber crystals that in all the versions of the game that allow you to change the color of your lightsaber, but also to give the lightsaber special abilities. So you might increase your lightning combo damage, for example, with a lightning power-up crystal. And then we have costumes as well, so you can change your appearance. So there's quite a bit of customization the player can do, even though you're playing as Darth Vader Secret Apprentice.